My impression is that the women of South Sudan are suffering.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
And they want men to stop beating and raping them when they go to collect firewood, for example. Mm-hmm. And they want to, as girls, have the opportunity to be students and not forced to marry an adult man. And I've also seen that the girls and women of South Sudan greatly benefit from UNFPA and partner interventions. I've heard women talk about skills building and how with UNFPA's help in peer education, they're building their capacity, they're building their resilience. And for example, at the UNFPA Safe Center for Girls and Women at the Protection of Civilian Camp in Bentu, women are empowered with the materials for embroidery and crocheting, and when they have goods that they can sell, they then have the income that they can use to buy firewood and charcoal instead of having to go to the bush to collect it, where it seems almost inevitable that they're assaulted and raped. And I saw that mothers would rather their children go to school than put food in their own bellies, which is universal. Every mother wants her child to be educated.
I also saw a huge impression is that when
girls and women are given the opportunity, they want to plan and space the births of their children.
What is your take, home memory from your trip to South Sudan?
Beauty and suffering, both are true. I've been treated with such kindness and such warmth. I've experienced your people as being deeply soulful.
The states you went to and the people you visited, the women that you spoke to, what is that one thing that you will never forget about?
The way women trust me with their children and how I was able to attend a birth and the mother chose to name her baby after me.
Well, you're known to have steered the mentor campaign that caught fire and got many people across the world speaking out. So in light of the success of that campaign, do you have a plan to formulate a campaign for women in South Sudan?
It happens every time a girl or woman talks openly about being a survivor of sexual assault and rape, because that reduces stigma and shame and strengthens female alliances and encourages healing. It happens every time a girl like Miriam is able to make more tangible her dream of becoming a midwife by going to the midwifery and nursing school today and seeing girls who are older than she is as midwife students that she herself aspires to be. It's happening when men such as the journalists today examine their own behaviors and scrutinize their attitudes toward girls and women and talk about ending child marriage and correcting consistent condom use. Mm-hmm. So it may not be formally organized yet, and it may not be called Me Too or Time's Up, but the movement is nascent here. It is being born.